Well, good morning, everybody. We're actually here live. It's WMFO Medford, about 10:03 in the morning. It's Mike here on the mic. Here till 1 p.m. today, we're sitting in for our friends at Something About the Women. And happy that we have Bob Angel here once again today. Hello, Bob.
Good morning. Good morning. I made it.
Yep. You always do.
It was an adventure, but I got here.
Well, isn't it always?
And I got here. I was so worried that I was going to be late and disrupt the show. And, well, I'm still planning to disrupt
the show. Yes. Well, worry. What's the deal with that? All we have to do now is just make sure we don't have any dead air, and I'm sure we will.
Well, you know, we try.
We'll try.
Well, what are we, resting air?
Yeah. So, listen, I if you hear the roar in the background, thankfully we have an air conditioner. But it's noisy, but we don't care because it's really nice out today. It's hot out today. So, hopefully you're enjoying the day, and we're going to be here till 1, as I said, playing the free form. I want to thank Eileen Springer, who just spent the last hour with us in a pre-recorded interview. Again, her new album, Gotta Be Brave, is coming out at the end of the summer. And we just heard a couple from that CD, Gotta Be Brave, the title track, and Girl with the Wild Hair. Eileen, thank you so much and really appreciated the interview.
Loved it.
Bob.
Loved it.
Let me start with some new noise.
Okay, good. I'm glad you have something planned because I, you know, I'm
planned?
I'm totally unprepared.
No.
You're at least partially prepared.
Sort of. Have some new noise from Band of Horses. Their new record is out, and it's called Why. Are You Okay?
I've been meaning to listen to this, so
yeah,
now I get my chance.
This is a great track. This is called Solemn Oath, new at WMFO.
Maybe I should go back. I'm gonna think about that a little bit more like I did before. Miserable in that. This one kicks like a mule, plays me for a fool, breaks all the rules. The student ball needs moving along. Can be in the middle.
myself occupied, even though I know you're not coming home. I try to keep the house nice and neat. I make my bed, I change the sheets. I even learned how to use a washing machine. Keeping things clean doesn't change anything.
Thinking too much that I've
Oh, that's so good.
Isn't that great?
It's WMFO right here in Medford. Mike on the mic, along with Bob on the mic.
Yeah, hey, Grinder.
Grinder.
Grinder from Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah, what year did that come out? That was Sonny Boy, so that was probably almost a year, right?
I think it's been about a year.
Story of Sonny Boy Slim. Yep, Gary Clark Jr., latest record from him.
I think so, yeah.
Big difference from Black and Blue.
Well, yeah, I know, but I think that's why it took him so long. I mean, he's going to be one of the guys that wants to make sure everything's fresh.
Have you seen him live yet?
I haven't.
You got to do that.
I haven't.
I saw him at the Newport Folk Festival right after Black and Blue came out.
Really?
It was like seeing Hendrix.
Yeah. Well, I bet it was, because you're going, oh, well, this guy has the goods.
The vibe was great.
Oh.
It was so cool.
Yeah, great.
All right. Before that, we had a request for our friend Tom Ruprecht all the way out in Worcester. Unfortunately, we did lose Muhammad Ali.
Last night, yeah.
Just
last unbelievable. Night. Unbelievable. 2016 is just...
I know, it's been horrible.
Never ending.
Yep. From the I Like the Way You Look CD, that's Tough Enough. Thank you, Tom. Very apropos. Appreciate it. A Bob request from Traveling Wilburys Volume 1 back in 1988, Heading for the Light. Lovely tune. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
And before that, it was Wilco from the excellent 2007 Sky Blue Sky CD, Hate It Here. Hate It Here.
Right.
And Band of Horses started off our new noise for the first set this morning, the Why Are You Okay CD. It's called Solemn Oath.
And another good one from Band of Horses, too.
I know. Just love that band.
Like to hear that when a new band that you just got turned on to releases another album, and it's also good, you know you got the goods with these bands. It's excellent.
I know. They're one of those bands that if I see something new, I'm like ready to like... I don't have to audition it like usual.
Mm.
You just know.
Right.
Yeah.
There are some people that you just feel safe going with no matter what.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a good segue into the rides, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I saw these guys a couple of weeks ago. Did you see the 9 million pictures I posted? Because I was right up front.
Yeah.
Bastard. I had front row seats.
All right.
Got on the last day. Just, it was great. You know, this is Stephen Stills, Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Barry Goldberg. And they had the Double Trouble drummer was playing with them.
Oh, no kidding.
I can't think of the name, of course.
Of course.
And Kevin McCormick on bass, who's famous for his work with Jackson Browne. And so one of the most awesome bands, one of the most awesome shows I've seen. Well, I love to see live music. I mean, but when they're that good, you got that much talent on the stage.
I know it.
I was in heaven all night long. Never wanted to see it end, but they have a great new album out, which is called Pierced Arrow. And again, this is so new that I'm not sure. This is the song I wanted to play, but I'm pretty sure it is. And if it is, it's a real smoking tune called Kick Out of It, The Rides.
WMFO.
Is this some kind of joke? Why don't you ask your manager? It's the last check you wrote. It was something watching you hustling. I got to kick out of here. They line up from all over. The gang that played the same. Say they take you back. But soon forget your name. Don't care about the music. Send your commission to my name. It was something watching you hustle, and I got a kick out of you.
this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love. All I got is this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love. All I got is this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love.
Freeform Radio. Medford.
As I lay beneath the lingers but will not die. It stands there tall and proud and great, a dorian gray vision of you and I, and I and I. Have mercy on the children.
It's WMFO in Medford. How you doing, everybody? It's me. That's right. It's Mike on the mic along with Bob Angel at just about 10:48 in the morning. Hey, Bob. How are you?
Oh, great. That was Belchinnik, by the way. I got to tell you about Belchinnik.
That was such a killer set.
Ironbound was the name of the song. The album was called Dime Store Heroes. He has a long story. He actually passed away about 10 years ago. One of the great artists. He actually came from New Jersey, right with, he hung out, his first band had a lot of Bruce's band in it. He didn't on this album, but he moved to, because he did sound a lot like Bruce, and Bruce got all the gigs, so he moved to Portland, Maine. Because where do you go when you want to get attention?
No, he follows you.
And he worked out of Portland, Maine. He recorded this in Portland, and great album. It was for Atlantic Records. Bill wanted to, was a control freak, and they didn't want to give him control, and so they sort of parted ways after
that was
this
so,
record.
That was so funky good.
But it was, he's unbelievable talent.
Yeah.
So I had to get Belchinnik in there. We had Cake before that, Short Skirt, Long Jacket.
Yeah.
Afro-Celt Sound System with Peter Gabriel. I'm sure you all recognize his voice in When You're Falling.
Mm-hmm.
Drive-By Truckers did what?
Goddamn Lonely Love from their great CD, The Dirty South. If you don't have The Dirty South, came out in 2004, go get it. Drive-By Truckers.
Great band. You'll never go wrong with Drive-By
awesome.
Truckers.
Yeah.
And Kick Out of It, we started off with The Rides, brand new album.
Pierced Arrow.
Called Pierced Arrow. That was a great set. That was a real...
It was a great set.
Funky, bluesy, kind of...
Who did that? That wasn't us, was it?
I don't know, but I think they did a fine job. And time is flying. I can't believe we're already at 10:49.
I know, it's stupid. All right, speaking of time flying, I got some more new noise. I'm so excited about this. As you know by now, Cheap Trick. Yeah, the Cheap Trick. They have a new record out, and they sound as good as they've ever sounded. The new one is called Bang Zoom Crazy Hello. And this is just a great track. First time playing this one for me. This is No Direction Home here at WMFO.
Getting
You're listening to WMFO in Medford.